15 in the National Football League will be capped by the Monday Nighter, Skins and Giants down in D.C. And joining us to talk about the game and the team that he's announcing for these days, but played for both teams, the Skins and the Giants, and when he was a Giant, he was as good as it was. A five-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro first team, and most importantly, inductee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Former Giant LB and now Redskin announcer Sam Huff joins us here on 1050. How are you this morning, Sam?
Well, Jody, just fine. We've got 2 feet of snow here in this out in the country in Washington, D.C., but something you have to live with. You know, it doesn't happen very often, but we've got a lot of snow.
I understand that. We're looking at very similar numbers up here in New York. Now, you got a grandson who's going to go out and do the shoveling around the Huff household?
No. Well, I got grandsons, but they're not here. They're probably in the sunshine someplace.
They're smarter than you and I. We're up here in the Northeast like dopes.
Yeah.
Sammy, let's talk about that Redskin team of yours. They played better of late. They beat up on the Raiders last week, but the three previous weeks, they'd been very competitive with the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Saints, three teams that look like they're going to the playoffs. What's changed? What's improved enough from them going from a team that really wasn't competitive and was one of the weaker sisters in the NFC to being a team that's legit as we get halfway through here December?
Well, you know, I think they're growing up together, you know, and I think it comes down to quarterbacks, and I've always thought that if you have a quarterback, you know, that can move the ball and do what he's supposed to do, he is the leader, and you got to have a middle linebacker. And I think now the Redskins have that. I think Campbell has progressed. This is only his fourth year. And I've been around this game a long, long time. And I, you know, started out with Charlie Connolly, and then we got Y.A. Tittle, and then Don Heinrich, and a lot of guys in New York when I was there. And, you know, and came here with, along with Sonny Jurgensen, who came from the Philadelphia Eagles. So I've always been around great quarterbacks. But Jason Campbell was the number one draft choice 4 years ago. And he's had a different coach every year. I mean, this team in the front office just turns people over, and you know they go out and get free agents and drafts and everything else. I mean, it's not family here, you know, like the Mara family in New York and the Rooney family in Pittsburgh. Jack Kent Cook was here, Edward Bennett Williams was here, and Dan Snyder is here, and you know you go through coaches. So it's not like any other organization I've been around. So it's pretty hard to adjust to. But I think Jason Campbell played a great game, his best game, against the Raiders last week out there. So, and I went to him after the game and I said, you know, I want to tell you something, young man. You've come a long way. You're on the right track now. You just beat a good football team. But it takes 5 years to develop a great quarterback in this league. And he said, thank you, Mr. Huff. And he really appreciated that.
So you think that he's shown enough, and he has. This has been his best year in his career and probably his best stretch of games. You mentioned how well he played last week. He played very well the week before against New Orleans. The reason they lost that game was not because of your quarterback. You think he cemented himself, even with the ever-changing, and we'll get into that in a second, with the move the Redskins made, ever-changing atmosphere that is D.C., you think he stamped himself as their quarterback for not only the rest of this year, but going forward as well?
Well, I think he has. You know, I've broadcast all these games, and I've seen the improvement in this young man. And, you know, it's so different. Jim Zorn now played quarterback, and he's his new coach. Well, not a new coach, but he's been here now this year, and last year. Jim Zorn was a left-handed quarterback for Seattle. Okay, now, and he was calling all the plays and everything, and I didn't understand a lot of the plays that he was calling for a right-handed quarterback. So Vinny Serrato, who's no longer with the organization now, went out and got a guy from the West Coast offense, his name is Lewis, and brought him in, and then they started working together and took the responsibility away from the head coach, Jim Zorn, as being the offensive coordinator. And I think it's really helped Jason Campbell and the passing game and the whole team. And that thing is starting to come together. I think, I hope it continues, but I saw a big difference playing against, out in Oakland is no pleasure to go out there and play. You know that. So I'm just saying, but they did, and they held their own against New Orleans. So I think they're coming along.
We're talking to Sam Huff, former Hall of Fame linebacker for the Giants, now announcer for the Skins. Been doing that for quite some time, too, here on 1050. Sam, you mentioned Vinny Serrato, no longer in charge, player personnel moves. Bruce Allen comes in, former general manager, a couple other spots. Father was a pretty darn good coach way back when in your town. George Allen won a bunch of games for the Skins. Is Allen stopgap, or is Snyder making a commitment to him that he's the guy who's going to run it for the next couple of years? Or is there a chance that he's going to bring in a big-time coach who's going to be given power to not only coach but make player personnel moves?
You know, I can't answer that question for him. I know Bruce Allen, and I knew his father, and I knew, you know, well, I've been here now a long time since the Giants traded me here, you know, and so I'm just saying, I don't know. He came from Tampa. You know, his father was a great defensive coach, and he brought that everybody from Los Angeles here with him when he came here. George Allen did, and so he taught defense, and he would always say, "I don't care what you do offensively, just don't get my defense in bad field position." So he was 100% defense, and it's hard to say. I've come up with a saying now here in Washington. Don't send out your laundry because you may not be here to get it when it comes back. So I'm just saying, it's not like the Giants. It's not like the Rooney family. This is a little bit different because, boy, they come and they go here. And I came here and I had to adjust here because I was used to Wellington Mara and the New York Giants and everything else. And it was so different because Edward Bennett Williams at that time, Frank Sinatra's lawyer, was ahead of the Redskins, you know. And so you never saw him except day, game day, and he would come in the locker room. And Sonny Jurgensen and I, Sonny ran the offense and I ran the defense. And Mr. Williams, we sat side by side in the locker room. Mr. Williams would go to Sonny, shake his hand, and he'd say, "Look, Red, have a good day today," right? And turn around and walk out. Never say one word to me because I play defense. And I'm thinking, what the hell's wrong with the defense, right? So, I mean, this has always been going on ever since I've gotten here. But, hey, it is football, and, you know, it's a little bit different, but you make the best of what you got.
Let me take you back to your Giant days. You talked a lot about them and the fact that they have had continuity in a family-run organization. And they've always, when they've been good, had a very good defense. You were certainly part of that late 50s into the early 60s. And that's been the Giant motto. That's been the Giant M.O. when they've had very good teams. And they're above 500, and they still have a chance to make a run here in the postseason if they can get there. But this isn't Sam Huff's Giant defense. This isn't the Giant defense that just won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. They're giving up a ton of points, including the blowout with the Eagles last week, 45. It's just not the same Giant defense. You watched them. They beat your Skins earlier in the year, and I'm sure you've watched them on TV a couple of times. What's missing from this Giant defense that's usually there for a quote-unquote Giant defense?
Your middle linebacker. He got hurt. They haven't been the same since he got hurt and he hadn't been in there. Okay? So he runs the defense. That whole defense in the National Football League is built around your middle linebacker. Okay? The Redskins have a pretty good middle linebacker in London Fletcher, and they got him from the Buffalo Bills. And your middle linebacker is out. And ever since he's been out, this defense has not been the same. So he's the quarterback of the defense, and that's what's wrong with the Giants as far as I know. I have not watched the films of the Giants or anything else, and I know what the situation is there. When you lose your key player, you lose a quarterback, or you lose that middle linebacker, you've got problems.
Spoken like a true middle linebacker. All right, last thing. What can the Redskins accomplish between now and the end of the year? We talked a little bit about Campbell. He could put his stamp on whether he's going to be their quarterback going forward or not. Can Zorn save his job, or is it a given he's going to be replaced? What are the Redskins looking to do here in these last three games?
Lord, I do not know. I have been here a long time. I've been through a lot. So the ball players and everything. Like I say, you just do not know. Bruce Allen was the general manager down in Tampa. He's got the background. What he can do here, I have no idea. Vinny Serrato was with the 49ers, and he came here. And the ball players that Vinny Serrato drafted 2 years ago are just now starting to play and show up. Okay? Davis scored two touchdowns against the Raiders, and he was drafted by Vinny Serrato and scored two touchdowns, and the Redskins won the last game. And you got to build from that, and I think the Redskins can. However, this Giant team, I mean, you know, they got the quarterback, and they're missing their middle linebacker, but they have a chance to finish strong, and the Redskins know that. And there is a thing, I believe, in the NFL now called home field advantage. So that's the only edge that might be in this game.
Now, Sam, you've been in Washington 40 years. Still a little tough to call a game, Skins, Giants, because although you had some phenomenal years with the Skins, you made your name as a Hall of Famer with the Giants. Is that still the two tough games for you to do every year?
My heart is pounding. Pounding right now. I can't wait. It's like I'm in the game. You know, it's just unbelievable. You know, John Mara and, you know, in the Mara family, how can you not love the Maras? You know, and I came here, like I said, with everybody, Williams and Mr. Cook and everybody else, you know, you're part of the Redskins, but I was really part of the Giants. And Sonny Jurgensen, every pregame show we have with the Giants says, all right, who you pulling for now? So he's my friend, and he came from the Eagles, and I say the same thing to him every time the Redskins play the Eagles. Okay, you were the quarterback of the Eagles. Who you pulling for? So it's just part of the game.
Part of the game, and we'll be ready for the game tomorrow, as will Sam up calling it on the Redskins Radio Network. Sam, we still think of you as a Giant. We appreciate you hopping on board with us today. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Stay warm.
Well, hey, I love New York. It's an old song, isn't it?
Yes,
I still love New York.
Sammy, great stuff. We appreciate you coming on board. Thanks.
Okay, Tony.
Sam Huff here with us on 1050 ESPN. He was before my time, but my dad was a Giant fan growing up, and he watched Sam Huff play and tells me he's as good a linebacker as he ever saw. And when he was playing, Sam Huff was playing at maybe 220 pounds. The game has changed a little bit. The players have grown up a little bit. But Sam Huff, rightfully so, a Hall of Famer, and he did so mostly on his work as a New York Giant, you can tell. Although he's been with Skins forever. After he finished up his career in 69, he stayed on. He's been broadcasting their games forever. He's been in D.C. for over four decades. His heart's still in New York. He still considers himself a New York and appreciates the family atmosphere that is Giant football, rather than the ever-changing ownership and not always the best ownership, although they've got a couple of Super Bowl rings. Let's not make it sound like the Redskins are a woe-begotten franchise. They have won championships, but there's a lot of change that goes on in D.C. too, not the same way it's run in New York. Class guy and a pretty good announcer and a fun guy too, Sam Huff. We thank him for being here with us on 1050.